You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. 5 years after the tragic death of Cleveland Gervais, a man with sight loss who fell from a train platform that lacked tactile paving to warn him of the platform edge, the Department for Transport has confirmed that it has completed a program of installing tactile paving on all platforms across Great Britain. Joining me now is Cleveland's partner, Seca Hall, and RNIB's policy lead, Eric Mattis. Both of you, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
So, Eric, coming to you, this campaign has been going on for 5 years, stemming from tragic beginnings. Tell us about the campaign itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Once we found this had happened, we were aware that something like 40 or 50% of the train platforms in Great Britain had tactile paving on the platform edges at that time. Obviously, having such a low number of platform edges that had the kind of tactile paving that they should, that's been kind of the government guidance since the late 1990s, it was really disappointing to find, you know, so many places still lacked this kind of essential safety feature in 2020. Finding out that it was such a large number of platforms that could lead to an incident like the sad one that happened to Cleveland, RNIB was very concerned about this, as were many other disability organizations. At first, along with Guide Dogs and I think 9 other disability charities, we put a petition to Parliament that RNIB had gotten 1,500 signatures on, loads of people who felt very strongly about this, that, you know, this very simple measure could have such a big difference to people's lives in 2021. And then by, I think it was 2023, we had confirmation that the initial, you know, timetable of it taking until 2029 had been the Department for Transport and Network Rail had gotten more funding from the government. So they were able to do that by 2025, which is, you know, half as long as originally planned, obviously. It was a real win to kind of see that and have that confirmed that this was something important enough and honestly relatively cheap enough that it could be done in less than a decade.
Now, Seca, this is obviously a really personal one for you. You just can't imagine what it was like for you when you got that knock at the door about Cleveland.
Yeah, it was 9:30 that evening. He'd gone out for dinner with friends, and he was late. I tried ringing him on his mobiles, but he didn't answer. So I thought he was still in the restaurant. The door knocked at 9:30 that evening, and I thought it was him. I thought he was busting for the toilet and couldn't find his key, and I was going to tell him off for not ringing me to let me know, because I normally walked up to the station to meet him if it was dark, because Cleveland's sight was, he was totally blind in one eye, and the other eye he had 6% tunnel vision, and he was light dependent as well. So if it was too bright, he couldn't see anything. If it was too dark, he couldn't see anything. And of course, when I opened the door, it was the police. And then it was just like something off a TV drama, you know, can we come in? We've got bad news for you. And it was the worst possible news. The fact that it happened so close to lockdown as well meant that I had to deal with everything pretty much on my own. And that was extremely difficult. I can even remember the names of the police officers who came. I remember that evening very comprehensively, and it is very painful.
You've said throughout your campaigning for tactile markings at railway stations that you didn't want Cleveland's passing to be in vain.
Yes.
How does the news of the completion of tactile paving across Britain make you feel?
From the point of view of the campaign, I'm extremely pleased that we've got to this point in 2025 rather than 2029, which was the original deadline. But on a personal level, I'm still extremely angry that there was no tactile paving at Eden Park in the 21st century. But I'm very glad, and it, you know, for the safety of visually impaired people who are traveling, it's excellent.
My final question for both of you, a lot of work has gone into this, both behind the scenes and getting that petition with so many signatures on it. If either of you get anything you want to say to anyone who's supported it to get us to where we are now.
Very grateful to everyone who signed the petition. Cleveland's death was really, appears to me that it was the stone that started the landslide. I'm extremely grateful to everyone who helped, to the RNIB, to all the other disability organisations, and to all the members of the visually impaired community who put their names to the signature. I can't thank people enough.
I just think I'd also like to say on behalf of RNIB, thank you to Seka as well. I don't think this would have happened without your dedication and your commitment and your willingness to share the most horrible thing that's ever happened to you with strangers in hopes of improving something. I must say, I'm registered blind myself. I wasn't working at RNIB yet when Cleveland died, but I do remember the campaign. I think I signed the petition, and I think about him every time I see tactile paving on a train platform as well. So I just wanted to say, I don't think this would have happened without you, and I'm really glad that we could help out.
Thank you very much. Everything, all the work that you guys have put into it is fantastic.
RNIB Policy Lead Eric Mattis and Seka Hall, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.